Ellis Island is a very interesting place. Many immigrants came to America through Ellis Island from the year of 1892 to 1954. The rich people would get themselves checked on the boat with a private doctor and got off the boat without going through Ellis Island. The many poor people had to go through Ellis Island. The tests they had to go through were how mentally stable you were, could they make a living, if they were sick, and if they were handicapped. The dormitories were horrible. The bunk beds were about 1.5 feet wide. There were only 36 beds, so a lot of people were sleeping on the floor. The bathrooms were connected to the dormitory, so there was no privacy, and the dormitories smelled bad. Sometimes they would send people back to their homeland, but before they did, they might get a hearing. At the hearing, the immigrant would tell the officers why they came to America and why they should be allowed to stay. Most of the time, the people who got sent to the hearing room got sent back to their homeland. Jobs were hard to find and do, and people didn't get paid enough money. People making trousers got paid 2 cents a trouser. Brick making got paid $5.50 a week, and tailors got paid $1.25 a week. People worked a lot and got paid barely anything, so many immigrants continued to be very poor. People would get sick and many deaths occurred, not only on the ship but at Ellis Island too. There were 4,900 deaths and 365 births. Many sicknesses that came from the boat led to death. On the boat, people would get splashed by water and sometimes knocked off the boat. They weren't given blankets, so lots of people were cold, and women in labor had it really harsh. Not only did they get cold and sick and wet, but they were also going to have a baby soon. So as you can see, Ellis Island is a very historic place, and I think it should be a landmark.